Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show you are listening to at this very moment is raw and unfiltered. And your host is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Now, Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. If you're paying close attention at home, and I know that you are, it's a Tuesday or a Thursday. And on a Tuesday or a Thursday, that means Wayne gives me the first hour of the program to warm you up. Who's me? Well, that's Lee Elsie. The incomparable Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons and making it all go with so much to talk about. Now, again, I get a chance to chat with you twice a week. Wayne, obviously, every single night of the week. So I'm going to probably mix in a few Memorial Day comments here before the end of the show, or at least the end of the hour, because the next time I'll get a chance to talk to you won't be until Tuesday. Couple things to start off with. Number one, now news is beginning to emerge, at least news as far as mainstream media. We all knew about this. We all talked about this prior to the election in 2020. But we all knew that Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, is a dirty SOB, right? We knew, we all knew that he met with Hunter's friends. We've seen the emails. We've heard the stories. Well, now we know President Joe Biden actually had meetings with Hunter's shady associates. So take that, put it away, store it someplace, remember it. Don't forget it. You've got a dirty guy in the White House. The proof is absolutely 100% slowly emerging. And shame on everybody out there. Shame on all of you who thought it was more important to put an absolute puppet, a doorstop, a bookmark into the White House as opposed to the orange man. You were so bent on making sure Donald Trump didn't get in, you decided to put anybody that was running in front of him, and what you have is, as I said before, you've got yourself a puppet in the White House who is doing whatever the squad or whoever is close to him whispering in his ear at that very moment, whatever they're telling him to do. This man, who governed most of his career sort of semi-moderate to the left, is now radical to the left. Why is that happening? Of course, it's not hard to figure out, because they're whispering these sweet nothings into his ear. Go farther to the left, Joe. You're not going far enough. More immigrants, more money, more taxes. And this is what you've got. You've got an inept president who we're finding out more and more about every single day that we know now, and are going to find out for sure, if in fact they decide to release it to us peasants, that he actually has sit-down meetings with some very, very, very unscrupulous people. We'll see how much of that information we end up getting. Now, on a side note, as it pertains to our president, by the way, Joe Biden is making a serious run at becoming the worst president in the history of this country. Think about that for a second. I mean, most of us who have been around since the 80s would probably point to Jimmy Carter as being the worst president in the history of this nation. Some folks would say Barack Obama, but I would say, as long as I've been alive, certainly it's been Jimmy Carter. And that being said, in 100 days, Joe Biden seemingly is going to give him a run for his money. But I have a friend of mine who is a state police officer, former state police officer, works in a different capacity now. I'm not going to give his name over these national airwaves, but recently, Joe Biden was in Connecticut to give a speech at the Coast Guard Academy, and we know how that speech went. It was a disaster. But this friend of mine had the detail to be part of the entourage that guarded the president. And he made sure, he told me, that this guy has absolutely no idea what's going on. He's led around. When he needs to move, they tap him on the shoulder and whisper again in his ear, Joe, we got to go this way. Joe, we got to go that way. Joe, come over here. Joe, do this. Joe, do that. Guys, he doesn't know what's going on. He's lost. Sorry. I know this is like a broken record sometimes, but I'm sick of seeing it. I watch him stumble and bumble and mumble his way through speech after speech. Enough's enough. And according to my friend, he's frail, hunched over, very weak. The television, as you see him on your nightly news conferences, doesn't do it justice. I mean, he's really, really aged in front of our eyes. All right, so that's topic number one. Topic number two that I covered today, and I'll cover here a little bit tonight, is this shooting out in San Jose. Apparently, the shooter set a device to ignite on fire in his home to coincide with this workplace massacre, that according to the sheriff's department. And I'm not preaching anti-gun here. That's the last thing that I'm doing. But I do think it's time. I mean, I don't know how many shootings it will take, but I do think it's time that all of us, and it may have to be all of us on the right, because I think the left is useless. But all of us on the right need to figure out a way to fix this. Because not only is this a humanitarian issue, right? You've got mass shootings almost every week. Actually, by the definition of mass shootings, you've got one every single week. Maybe it's time for us to really focus in on mental health issues and do something about that. Whether it's bringing back these hospitals that people ended up going to that disappeared during the Reagan administration. You know, some of these places were torn down. Some of them just left empty. But it might be time for us to take a second or third look at the way we treat the insane or the folks who are on the edge of insanity. And almost every single time we hear about a shooting, this person was in one way, shape, or form on somebody's radar, as was this latest San Jose shooter on people's radar. It threatened folks before in the past. This is something we've got to do a better job with. It's not about taking away people's guns or taking away their ability to defend themselves. Nobody ever is going to say that on the right, ever. But doing nothing is not an answer on this, just like it's not an answer on other things as well. And finally, here in this first segment, one of my favorite topics to talk about, because it is so borderline, speaking of insane, cities that pushed for defunding the police are now reckoning with record high crime rates. Now, this, from anybody with common sense, this was anticipated, but L.A., Minneapolis, New York, Philadelphia, and other liberal cities are facing a dramatic rise in violence, which has forced the city leaders to reevaluate their stance on defunding the police department. Now, that's in a couple of different reports. You might have even seen this. The Atlanta Defund the Police backer leader, a guy named Antonio Brown, apparently yesterday was dragged from his car by a group of kids, basically got carjacked and beat up after a ribbon-cutting ceremony at an event in northeast Atlanta. So I don't know, maybe that will change his perspective. Although, you know what? Probably not. I used to say that it will take someone sticking a gun in a liberal's face before they change their mind. But maybe that's even wrong. Maybe that's even wrong. Protesters that engulfed the nation's streets in the summer of 2020 following the George Floyd death have been pounding on city council tables across the country demanding that funds be taken away from police departments or community services. As a result, a number of police departments across the U.S. have had their budgets slashed. The L.A. Police Department lost $150 million, 8% of their budget. Minneapolis lost a bunch of money as well. And homicides grew by 45% in New York and 36% in L.A., who again both defunded their police department. Here's what I don't understand about all this, and maybe somebody out there can explain it to me, email it to me, tell me exactly what I'm missing here. So I get it. The left, they want more money into social programs, social services, education, some of that stuff. And I don't even have a problem with that. But you don't get it by slashing the police department.
And I was, again, talking about this today. For me, a simple guy, simple ideas. I'm thinking to myself, you know, why don't we all kind of get together and figure out what's the best course of action for some of these crime-ridden cities like Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, all of these places where people die every day on the street because of violence. What about this? What about you increase the police force? What about the people that are arrested for violent crimes? Right? Anything deemed violent. We all can agree that hitting an old lady over the head with a 2x4 is a violent act. Using a gun to rob a liquor store is a violent act. What if we just got together and said, okay, listen, we'll pump money into social programs. Let's see if that works. It's not going to work overnight, but let's do it. I have no problem with that. Let's figure that out. We'll come up with some kind of a plan, and we'll find the money. We'll fund some of these programs and see if it makes a difference. We'll give you 10 years to see if there's a difference. But in order to do that, let's make sure that everybody who commits a violent felony winds up behind bars. You use a gun while robbing a laundromat, 20 years. You hit an old lady over the head with a pipe, 20 years. You get in a barroom fight, you stab somebody in the neck, 20 years. Let's remove the violent element from everyday life. Let's give people back their existence, their sanity, their humanity. You can't solve the problem with violence by eliminating the police completely. You will absolutely 100% let the wolves out, and they will just rampage. I got to take a break. My name is Lee Elson. Wayne Clark, be here at the top of the hour. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. That is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You you'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. I want to give kudos to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. What a great product. I'm in the best shape of my life. I work out hard every day, 60 to 90 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week, never miss. By the way, the few times I ever miss, I just feel it the next day, or I feel it that day. I just don't feel like the same person. I don't have the same energy. You hear the energy I put into the show, and anyone who's ever seen any of my speeches knows the energy I give at my speeches. It's really, truly all because of my workouts. You know, without the workouts, I couldn't do it. If you're going to work out every day, you want to feel good, you want to use Sons of Liberty CBD, you can find it at sonsoflibertycbd.com. Highest quality CBD you'll find anywhere. CBD is not pot. It won't make you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice. sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off.
All right, welcome back. My good friend, Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman. We're going to talk about the Wuhan flu. Rob, take it away.
Lee, over a year and a half ago, when the Wuhan flu first came out, and we identified it as the Wuhan flu, and I told you that I lived in China and I lived in Vietnam where we had wet markets. And you know what? I never told my wife, don't go to the wet market. It's dangerous. No, wet what does it mean, a wet market? It means they have live animals there that they kill. Mm. Wet is blood. Blood is wet. So you pick out a live chicken, you go home with a dead chicken.
Right.
Well, you don't want to take the live chicken home.
No, I guess
unless
not.
You're going to keep it for the weekend.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had the score
on
the Wuhan flu.
Yeah.
But then we were labeled as racist, anti-Chinese,
right-wing lunatics,
conspiracy theories, responsible for the fact that black people in New York are beating up Chinese.
Yeah.
It's because of us.
Yes.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did it. So we're telling the truth about the Wuhan theory, and now I got the Wall Street Journal here, Thursday, May 27, Review and Outlook, the virus lab theory's new credibility.
Oh, just like that.
The evidence catches up to Fauci and other Wuhan leak deniers. Like who? In January 2020, the international media began reporting about a virus spreading in Wuhan.
Yeah.
Coronavirus could result in a global pandemic, said Tom Cotton, and he was one of the first. He's my hero. I would note that Wuhan is China's only biosafety level 4 super lab that works with the world's most deadly pathogens, and to include, yes, coronavirus. Cotton obviously hates the Chinese.
Must.
Responsible for the mugging of Chinese in New York City. It was Tom Cotton.
Yes.
Yeah, Cotton. This whole hoax, the hoax that the pandemic didn't come from China, it didn't come from Wuhan. This is a complete and total hoax. It's a bogus hoax. And the Biden administration has been part and parcel of this hoax before the election and after the election. But then Biden orders greater intel look at pandemic origin.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Now, I went to the Hartford Courant to see if they covered it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. Not front page.
No.
Nowhere to be seen. So then I went to the Wall Street Journal. Bingo.
They had it.
Not only did they have the front page, they had a huge editorial. Worth reading, folks.
Oh, okay.
If you still think this is a hoax. Report to assess whether leak from Wuhan lab could have been the cause. So now, you know, people like me now should feel happy that we have been vindicated. You, Lee, and I, we've been vindicated.
That's correct.
We've been vindicated. But now the question is, I mean, and this is only a couple of days after Circle Back said, we're going to let the WHO lead the investigation. WHO? The WHO. every American by now, knows that the WHO is a fraud.
Right.
They've been bought and sold by the Chinese. Bought and sold. It's
right.
A fraud. Anybody who gives any credibility to that international organization is brain dead or on their payroll.
Colonel, great breakdown, but I looked at the clock on the wall, and I do have to go. The great Colonel Rob Simmons, one of my regulars on my morning show here in Connecticut, and I always appreciate him carving out a little extra time here in the afternoon/evening on the Wayne Allen Root Show to hang out with us and break down the coronavirus/Wuhan flu. We got to take a break. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Republicans are rolling out an alternative to President Biden's massive infrastructure plan.
To try to reach somewhere near $1 trillion over an 8-year period of time that would include our baseline spending.
West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito saying the $928 billion plan is spread out over 8 years. She also says it focuses on traditional infrastructure upgrades that cover things like highways and bridges. Meantime, President Biden on the road in Cleveland, Ohio, selling his infrastructure plan, saying his plan will create many good American jobs.
100% of our investment is going to be guided by one principle, make it in America.
At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 141 points to close at 34,464. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and the great Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Special guest joining me right now from the Heritage Foundation. China today? Is that the deal?
Yeah, well, they've been on a China bill for a week and a half now. Yeah. They're set to wrap it up this week. On the one hand, it's wonderful that the Senate, in a bipartisan fashion, is trying to tackle one of our most important challenges, something that is obviously a priority to the United States of America, which is countering the very threatening and dangerous rise of China. On the other hand, would you care to guess about what they're doing about the problem? They're throwing money.
Oh, good. That's great. That's great. Perfect.
So they're going to spend over $200 billion domestic spending. Basically it's an industrial policy to try to spur some technological advancement, which no country on earth has done better at than we have.
And China will just steal.
Correct. Yeah. I'm also quite concerned that some of this research, especially the applied research being done through the NSF at the universities, will be spent and stolen by the Chinese themselves. Not spent by us and then stolen. Will be spent by the Chinese themselves, just like NIH money was spent in Wuhan.
Incredible. All right, well, thanks for keeping us up to date on that. Nothing that comes through China is ever good. I mean, I don't know when we're going to realize that they are the mortal enemy of the United States of America, and we need to treat them as such.
Well, yeah, this is a first step. We're treating them as geopolitical competitors.
Yeah.
But we're sort of trying to do it their way.
Yes.
We are trying to own domestic industries. We're trying to get more domestic tech production here. Which is not necessarily a bad thing, but that's a top-down command and control economy, which is how China's doing it. That's not how we've done it for 250 years in the United States. We have a free enterprise system, and that's treated us very well. I'm concerned that we're abandoning that.
Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. I want to change gears. I'm concerned about the squad, and here's why. So you've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you've got Rashida Tlaib, you've got Anaya Presley, and you've got Ilhan Omar as the major factors in the squad. And Nancy Pelosi and her crew are getting nothing but older, and as the dust settles, this squad, I feel as though they've got a tremendous amount of current power. And I think there is a dangerous precedent that's being set. Clearly, they want to drive this country as far left as they can, and that isn't good for anyone.
No, not at all. In fact, Lee, if anything, you've understated it. Power is what you can assert and get away with, right? So, I have the power to drive 80 miles an hour down the highway if I can do it, get away with it. I have the power to declare it is the policy of the Democratic Party to support the Palestinians over the Israelis if I do that, and I get away with it. And that's what we have in the squad. They are deciding what the policy positions are of the Democratic Party. And, of course, they are the most progressive, most socialist options on the table. They assert those things, and then nobody rebukes them. Nobody says, hold on a minute. I don't want to go there with you. I think the heart of the Democratic Party, I think the heart of the American people, is closer to the center. Nobody says that to them. Part of the reason, the Democratic majority leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, is terrified that AOC is going to primary him in New York and try to beat him for his Senate seat.
Right.
And so he's trying to keep her close rather than rebuke her, which is what is necessary. So they have all the power that they claim they have because no one is going to tell them otherwise. And you can see it with this Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They've clearly decided the Israelis are murderers, and the Palestinians, who in my view are the aggressors, are the victims. But when they assert that, nobody tells them they're wrong. And now that's the position of the Democratic Party, isn't it?
I couldn't agree with you more. And the sands of the hourglass are running out for Pelosi and Schumer. Say it any way that you want. They don't have a lot of time left. And eventually, even just through attrition, these four are going to take over.
They're going to take over. They understand the levers of power. They understand how populism works. They understand how shifting the Overton window left works. They've been very, very successful at that for years. And they can do it by sort of sleight of hand. Okay, Joe Biden is supposedly a moderate Democratic president.
Right.
But he's governing in a way that pleases them. And I don't know that they even need to take another step up to be more powerful. They are already as powerful as they ever wanted to be.
Right. Interesting. I like the way you said that. That pleases me. So you may continue.
And if it doesn't please them,
yeah.
Keep in mind, how many people? You listed four people in the squad.
Yeah.
That is the entire margin in the House. That is Joe Biden's governing ability.
Right.
In those four votes.
That's a good point. They've got a lot of power. They've got the hammer, and they certainly know how to use it. Let me ask you one other one before we run out of time. How are you on a commission on January 6th? See, I look at it, just get me the truth. Let's get to the bottom of it. I don't mind having a commission, you know, set it up, make it nonpartisan, do what you need to do. Let's figure out what happened. There were some things that went really drastically wrong that day. Why is this sort of becoming a partisan issue where Republicans are like, no, I don't want to have a commission. This is crazy.
Well, I think what you just described might be okay. What is happening is very far from that. A couple of things to point out about this commission. It is set up to study what, and this is a quote, what fomented the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. The entire left believes Donald Trump fomented that in that quote-unquote insurrection. This is a commission being set up to investigate Donald Trump. This is Mueller times two. And, you know, I hear you that the makeup is supposed to be bipartisan. That is on the membership
right, of
the commission. What's most important, and we can see this in the Mueller investigation and others, is who staffs it. It will be 100% Democrats that staff it. There are already, you know, five or six congressional committees examining what happened on January 6th. And to just make one more point here, to set up a commission on specifically January 6th is to ignore a growing problem of political violence in this country. I mean, it isn't just what happened at the Capitol.
Right.
It's federal buildings burning to the ground. It's, you know, people killing each other at Antifa riots all over the country. And this commission ignores that and acts as if January 6th is our only problem. So I want the truth, just like you do.
Yep.
I just don't believe this is set up to get the truth. I believe this is set up to investigate and damage Donald Trump.
All right, so if it's done the right way, and that also includes a commission in Portland and a commission in Minneapolis and a commission in all these other places, like you had just said, it'd be easier to get along with that, I guess. Makes the most sense.
But I think that's true, but I think the right way involves letting the DOJ and the congressional investigators that already exist do it. The result of a commission or a special investigation is to just drive the news cycle. That would be the result of a commission, and so it's clear why the partisan breakdown is what it is.
All right. What are you doing over the long holiday weekend?
Well, obviously, I'm going to barbecue. I'm going to smoke a pork butt for families in my neighborhood, and I'm pumped up.
All right. Thank you, as always. Enjoy your long holiday weekend. Since I won't get a chance to talk to you until next week, permit me this opportunity to play one of my favorite patriotic celebrations of our American flag.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans, with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo, beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waves from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Because she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, because I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
The great Johnny Cash,
Miss Old Flag.
My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Please, please, please don't go anywhere. We still got a lot left. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
John Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been at such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Gold Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Moore sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
All right, thank you, Wayne. Lee Elsie here. I want to do my little Elvis impression. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. I don't know why I wanted to do that. Raw and unfiltered, Wayne will be here in just a mere matter of minutes. What a coup he had last night, man. He had the president on. How cool is that? Donald Trump for an entire hour. That's huge. It's bigly huge, for sure. All right, so I've been talking about this for a while. I almost think it's funny, but not funny at the same time. So, San Francisco. Brad Palumbo wrote a column. He is a New York Times journalist. But he wrote a column. He's actually in a store out in San Francisco, because I guess that's where he lives now. But he asked the shopkeep, is paying for things optional? And, of course, the shopkeep said, no, it's not, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, long story short, not to make this too drawn out. But in 2014, a ballot referendum passed that downgraded the theft of property from less than $950 in value from a felony charge to a misdemeanor. So what they did in San Francisco, and this has been happening now for 7 years. I've talked about this multiple times, not only on this platform, but on others as well. What they've done in San Francisco is essentially given people the right to steal. They can go into a store, and as long as they're not stealing over $950 worth of stuff, they get nothing but a ticket for it. Now, what ends up happening is that the store owners, they can't fight this because it's not worth their time to stop the person, call the cop, get the cop there, then go to court for a misdemeanor. If that's as far as it goes, which it probably won't be, it'll probably get thrown out. But just let that sink in for a second. Think about that. You've got businesses in San Francisco. I mean, some mom-and-pop businesses that probably rely on selling a loaf of bread, some candy, a soda, where people just walk in, take it, and walk out. And that's the smaller items. You could do a lot of damage in a store for $900. This is the kind of scenario that when a conservative like myself talks about liberals being a little bit, liberals being mentally impaired, this is the kind of story that I'm talking about. There's a mental disorder to think that this is okay. Like, what good does this do? What purpose does it serve to give people literally the right to steal? All right, since this is the last break, before I turn it back over to Wayne Allen Root, let me find a couple of stories. Maybe that'll put a smile on your face. Apparently, 20% of men out there say the classic hairstyle that they wish would come back is... Drum roll, please! I have to admit, I had one of these when I was younger. The old mullet. Yep. Business on the side, party in the back. The worst haircut, man, in the history of mankind. But I guess guys are thirsty for the return of the mighty mullet. Okay, so what jobs out there actually make people happy? The job site Zipia.com listed the five best-paying jobs that also make people happy. Human resource manager is number one. Apparently, the average salary is $115,000. I got to be honest, radio, not a lot of human resource managers, so I don't have one here where I am. But if you are one or know of one or have one in your company, apparently they're very happy. Engineers are happy. Engineers, and I'm saying this with the most love I possibly can muster, engineers, and you know it, are a little bit screwy. You're a little weird. I had engineer roommates in college. And, I'm very, very smart, but a little wacky, man, a little wacky. So I can see why they're happy. Physical therapist, that's not true. My wife's a physical therapist, and anytime she's around me, she's miserable. Construction managers are happy, and finance managers, I guess, are happy. It's a stressful job, and they make some big bucks. But when things go right for them, things go very, very right. So they're very, very happy. All right, that's pretty much it for me for tonight. All right, listen, to all of our veterans out there, I won't get a chance to talk to you all again until Tuesday. Even though what I do for a living requires me to verbalize things, it is impossible for me to truly convey verbally the thanks that should be given to our veterans, in particular the veterans that died on battlefields so that me and you are free. And that is what Memorial Day is all about. And I hope all of us civilians can at least take this weekend, and if you see a veteran, walk up, shake their hand, look them in the eye, and tell them thank you. All right, guys, Wayne Allen Root is next. I'll catch you guys again on Tuesday. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
EG Law Group.